This is a What I Live For podcast for July 2nd, 2020. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the What I Live For podcast. And today I'm talking to my friend Nikki. You can find Nikki on Instagram at Bronx787. And this is her second time on the podcast officially as a solo guest. I wanted to kind of swing back and start talking to the people who have been on the podcast before because I haven't done this yet. And I figured I would talk to Nikki as one of the first two or three people that I was going to do. I adore Nikki to death. And as you hear on this podcast, I talk a lot about how, a lot of stuff that came from that first podcast interview that I did with her, I started to implement a lot of different things and I've learned a lot from her and I've grown a lot because of the advice that I always get from her. And, it's just been really fun to grow that friendship and just really have people in your corner that believe in what you're doing. And it's been really nice to just have her in that corner. And, you know, if she needs advice, then I will give it freely if she asks for it. And the same thing for me. If she thinks that I have something that I can bring to the table, like she takes my advice and I take her advice as well. And it's been nice just to have that sense of community with her and like Daryl and a few other people that are like in my close group of friends. So I wanted to bring her back on the podcast and just kind of catch up because it's been a year. I released that first episode with Nikki on July 4th of 2019. And I was like, well, let me get her back on the podcast almost a year later. And we can kind of talk about what's going on with her. As I'm recording this in May, and you're not hearing this until July, but like there's a lot of stuff with COVID and quarantine and all that stuff still happening. So it's going to be interesting to hear, well, when you guys listen to this, if this whole COVID thing is still like a thing in the present or is it something of the past? So it's like I said, it's been fun to just get to know Nikki and just build that friendship with her. And it's just, it feels like she's a sister to me and she's given me so much advice and so much growth. And it's been really just a blessing to me. I'm not very religious, but like, it's been a blessing to me to have her in my life. So, I hope you guys enjoy this. It was just really fun just to catch up with Nikki. Even though we catch up a lot on DMs and through text and stuff like that. But it was fun just to get on the podcast and just kind of just talk about, like, over the last year, what has changed and what's new and what are we doing going forward. So I hope you guys enjoy this. And with that, we'll get right into the episode. Look who's a professional now.
What does that mean?
You're the one calling me.
I know, right? Well, you were taking forever, so...
So, I was listening to the Brené Brown book, so I was like, I was really into it. Sorry.
Wow.
I was okay. Sitting here on my couch.
And now we're all caught up. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I'm leaving all this in so everybody can. This is the dynamic me and you have. It's just the way it is.
Which book are you listening to?
Dare to Lead.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Well, I just got it because I have two library cards. I have one back home in Memphis and I have one here. Okay. And the one in Memphis had it. So I was like, well, I'll just hold it. And then all of a sudden it popped up and I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm listening to this now.
Okay. So essentially you're mooching off of two libraries.
I mean, I pay for the library, so I'm just saying.
Do you pay for the library in Memphis though?
Yeah.
How?
You pay for it out of pocket.
Because
I'm not a resident.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
You're trying to say that I steal things. I hear you.
Trying to say you're working the system. There's nothing wrong with working the system sometimes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So here we are. impromptu Sunday conversations.
I plan to do this like later on, like next week, because I know your birthday is coming up. So I was like, well, I'll wait till after her birthday. And she's like, oh, you're like, oh, I'll just do it this now. I was like, all right, we'll do it now then.
You're just not used to that. You're used to planning like everything. pulling teeth from people in order to get like an actual recording done.
After I scheduled yours, after we kind of had a schedule, I like reached out to like six or seven other people. So I'm like booked out now. So
nice. You want to reach out to some people for me? Because I've just been horrible at it. I'm like, I'll just record by myself if it's easier.
Well, I'm very like brass with it now. I'm like, I'm just going to just say the most random things to people and see if they respond. So I'm just like, hey, you going to do my podcast or what? And that's what I do now, just to be like, so you come to my podcast or what? And they're like, okay. I was like, that was easy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Look at your plan now.
I mean, I'm just going to reach out to people, like, because you know how people are. That they're not always going to respond. They're like, oh, I saw it, but I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Or they block you.
I think that's just the point I hit. Like, I had so many on the calendar, and then week after week, it was like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't. Oh, I'm sorry, this came up. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't. And I was just like, all right, you know what? I'll just podcast on my own.
See, you do the solo stuff, and I can't. I can't sit here and talk to this microphone and just be like, hi, guys, this is what's happening this week, or this is the topic this week. I just can't. Like, that's just not me.
So the last 2 weeks, I actually went back to the roots of what my podcast was supposed to be when I
saw that.
Yeah, so initially, my love is writing. Yeah. I just really enjoy the therapeutic aspect of sitting there and writing. I don't so much like the anxiety induced feeling that I get from podcasting sometimes. So my initial plan for the podcast was to blog and then read the blog for people who don't have time to read or prefer to just listen to podcasts, like while walking, running at the gym, driving to and from work, whatever.
Yeah.
And somehow I got away from it. So as I was completely having my quarantine meltdown over the last week and a half, I was like, you know what? I need to change. I need to re-spark my creativity. I'm taking stuff back to basics. So that's what I've been doing. So I have it set up now that I podcast. I write a blog post every Saturday, and then I record it on Sundays to come out later in the week. So far, so good. They're short. They're like cute little pocket podcasts, I guess you would call them, because they're, you know, anywhere between 10 and 15 minutes, and I'm done.
Well, it was amazing to me that I messaged you, or you messaged me, and you were like, yeah, I've made a blog, and I did this and this and this, and I'm like, what? And meanwhile, I'm like, I'm just sitting over here on the couch doing nothing. You're over here making, like, websites and stuff? Like, what the hell?
That was last weekend. That was my full-fledged work meltdown. I think I had 3 full-blown meltdowns at work the week before.
Yeah, you told me
that. Yeah, last Friday, I just like immersed myself in Abstract, which is a creative documentary series on Netflix.
I love that thing.
Yeah, all different artists, from photographers, car designers, you name it, and just listening to them and seeing the world through their eyes and how they spark their creativity just like got something flowing in me. And I was like, all right, that's it. We're buying the new domain. We're setting up the new website. We're getting rid of what doesn't work for us anymore. And that was my old blog. It just didn't work for me anymore. It's just not who I am, and trying to force myself to write over there just wasn't working anymore. So yeah. I had to start from scratch.
And you did it. Cause you messaged me and you're like, should I get the, or should I just get my name? And I was like, just get your name. I was like, cause nobody's going to search for you by going the Nikki Hines. They're going to like, just choose your name and that's going to be it. So I was like, just make it simple for yourself.
And then Daryl was like, get both. And I was like, dude, I only have so much money.
I was going to tell you to get both too, but I was like, no, I think if she had a choice and she only had limited funds, just get just her name itself.
Yeah. So that's essentially what I ended up doing. So NikkiHines.com is a thing now. And yeah, took the afternoon, set up a new web space. So it's kind of like an umbrella hub for all of the crap that I do.
Yeah.
There's some more tabs that I want to add at the top for like, to like link over to your podcast and Daryl's and Gary's and, you know, the other ones that I've been on so far, to not only cross promote, but so that people can listen to the episodes that we've done together as well. And then I have the shop. So
yeah,
trying to put a little bit of organization into my social media footprint.
So what you don't know is that before we started recording, I went back and listened to the first episode me and you did.
Okay.
And I was like, Nikki has grown so much in the last year. Like, cause I put that episode out July of last year, and like we're recording right now in May. So like, I'm going to release this in July as well. Okay. So like it's been a year of you like being like, there's a lot of growth in you in the last year. Like even with me, like I hear it like with that interview, cause I was like very new to like interviewing people with podcasting, mm-hmm. and it's way different now that we have both grown a lot in the last year.
I think I'm a lot more comfortable speaking now
mm-hmm.
than I was a year ago. Definitely way more comfortable than I was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Last year was just, 2019 was really just a big year of growth for me. Mm-hmm. And then there's certain times, you know, and you and I have spoken about this before, because we talk so often, there's times when I can feel and I can see and I can measure the growth. And then there's other times when I'm like, what the hell have I done? I've taken like 20 steps backwards. Like, what the frick? but I think that's just how life ends up flowing for people. It's like you have certain areas that you're going to just dominate and crush. Mm-hmm. And then because you have so much energy going into that area, there's another compartment of your life that there's not as much growth in for a brief period of time. And it's that daily struggle to find the balance between everything.
Yeah. Because I was listening to the episode and like you were talking about having two jobs and like, yeah. And you were talking about how like you were trying to like get your kind of morning routine going and you know, it's kind of off some days and like your workouts were not always on par. Like, it's just like, it's amazing to see like that in the year that I've known, like in the year that since we last like had a conversation on the podcast, because we've had a conversation way more than this, but like you've changed a lot in just like a short amount of time.
Yeah. For the record, the workouts are still wishy-washy. let's see, January, I did great until James came to visit
mm-hmm.
and then we both got sick. And then February, I was off. March, I was on point 5K. I ended up equaling out to a 5K a day at the end of the month. And then I was like, I'm going to ride this momentum into April. And then quarantine got the best of me. And I was like, I'm not leaving my apartment. I hate everything. I'm just going to lay under my blanket and eat nonstop. So now we are, like you said, in May. I started the 50 miles in May, which is something that I've done for the last couple of years. It always kind of kickstarts me into that new, like, new season mindset. And then I have the new self-care challenge that's going on at the same time that's really forcing me to do things that make me feel better.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed for a successful May, a couple of days into it. And so far I am dominating the hell out of it, but you know, there's still 4 more weeks. So
I've seen just in 2020, you've done a lot of like 30-day challenges. Cause like you started the self-care one in February. And so you've been doing a lot of those, like, if not yours, then you're doing something that Arash has been doing, or you've been doing somebody else's. Like, you've done a lot of 30-day challenges just in the last, 5 months?
Yeah, it comes down to me. Sometimes you just have to take it back to something basic. Just look, take it day by day. And to me, that's what these 30-day challenges kind of force you to do. So, like, even when I presented the 50 miles in May, I broke it down to what it needs to be per day in order to hit the goal. And it's 1.6 miles. I'm like, there is no reason why I can't do 1.6 miles a day. Like, even if it's raining and I don't feel like going outside, I can easily do that just like walking around my apartment. Yeah. So, so sometimes it's, and I mean, I have stacks of workout DVDs. I have weights. I have the Peloton stuff and everything. And it's just like, nothing's really calling to me right now. So it's just kind of like, all right, I scour Pinterest for little like workouts I can do each day. And it, I'm kind of just trying to go with whatever feels right.
Yeah.
Each day. I know you've been crushing it with the DDP stuff and the jump roping, and I think that's awesome.
I did a lot of that stuff because I wanted to adapt, because I was like, I don't want to get to a point where I get real stagnant with stuff, especially with COVID happening and us being in quarantine. Like, I didn't want to be like, well, I can't go to the gym, so I can't do anything. So like, I just pivoted. I was like, yeah, let's see what I can do from here. So like, I started with like these Jillian Michael DVDs that I had, and I was like, I'm going to do these. And I got bored with them within 3 weeks.
Oh, which ones do you have?
I have the, what I was doing was the Body Revolution program, which is like 12, 13 weeks of like, mm-hmm. It's like 6 days a week of work, of workouts. And I was like, I don't want to do this right now.
I never did those. I did her original ones that came out, and they were brutal. I don't remember what they're called now, but I just remember like praying for it. So I'm like, hurry up. Like, why is time not moving during this?
Are you talking about like the 30-day shred or whatever that was?
Yes.
I think so. I have that here too, but I was like, I just don't want to do this. Like, this doesn't seem, I think it's because it has so much repetition in it, like week to week. So like the first 2 weeks are the exact same thing over and over. So I think I just got bored with it. And I think with DDP, I think I can do the same workouts, and then there's like so many more workouts I can do that are like how a Peloton has a lot of stuff. So like, you can go back and watch the replay of whatever workouts they've already done.
Right.
So it's not like I can just use the same workouts over and over. I can go do something else if I just like, I don't want to do this today.
Yeah. And I think that's great. I think we're lucky to live in the time that we do with so many, you know, different options at our fingertips. I feel like everything is like live streaming now, or it's a DVD that we already own, or you can like look it up on YouTube and do it. I know yesterday I did, even though the Peloton walking stuff is like designed for a treadmill, I was like, I could still apply this to like the street.
Oh yeah.
It's like, I couldn't really follow the rolling hill stuff as much, but I just pushed myself a little bit harder, like when it should be uphill and like when it's downhill, I like eased up a little bit. But it was fun because it was new, and I didn't know what to expect. So I enjoyed that, and I think that's something that I've just been leaning towards more. And then I came home and I forced myself to stretch, even though I didn't want to, because I'm trying to learn from like a decade of the same mistake. It's like every May I do the 50 miles in May, and I get all hyped up on it, and then my legs hate me because I don't stretch. So
you also said the same thing in the last podcast.
So, you know, it's progress, not perfection. I'm, you know, failing my way forward this time, literally, because I'm actually stretching, probably not as long as I should, but again, progress, not perfection.
I just laugh though, because like, I know, like your catchphrase for yourself is like, own your own shit and like fail forward. And like, I'm listening to this podcast, I'm just like, she's literally saying it, but she's not saying it.
Yeah. So, it took me a while to like embrace them.
Yeah. Cause you kept saying it. And I was like, I think she was like onto something back in, I think we recorded that in June of last year. Like, so like you were already like on it.
Yeah.
You just didn't have it like in your vocabulary completely.
No, now it's in every single episode, every single post. It's just, it literally is the last decade of my life. I've been, you know, failing forward for years without realizing it. Mm-hmm. And the owning your own shit part to me is, it's the key. It's once you hit that point when you're able to look in the mirror and be like, no, you know what? It's 100% your fault why you are where you are. Like, that's the game changing moment in your mindset, because you take all of your excuses away, you put it all back on yourself. And that's, to me, that's when real change starts to take shape.
And I think I took a lot of those lessons from you. Because I, when I went back and listened to this episode, I was like, I have learned a lot from Nikki over the last over the last year. And I'm just like, I'm listening to this episode. I'm like, it started with that episode. Because you were talking about emotional eating. You were talking about meditation. Like, me and you were both, like, into meditation and gratitude lists. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're hitting on, like, all the stuff that, like, I do on a daily basis now. And I was like, well, that it really started with that episode.
Which is, it's still mind-blowing to me. Like, I've had a couple of conversations with people lately, and they've said similar stuff. And I'm like, I'm just a person trying to figure it out. So, yeah. Like, I don't know how I taught anyone anything, but that's pretty awesome. But yeah, I mean, it's, when I look back at what I thought health and fitness was 10 years ago when I started everything, you know, I thought it was the shredded abs and, you know, the rock hard body and, you know, putting on a bathing suit and feeling super confident and all of that stuff. And now I'm like, no, it's like, that's cool, a cool side effect of it. Yeah. But like, the key stuff is it's mental more than anything else. It's like, if you can't figure out the mental part of this, you're never going to hit that part, because the level of dedication that it takes to get there is mental.
Yeah, and it breaks people too.
It does, because you put so much pressure on yourself. And it's like, now I'd rather take, like, if I take the time to meditate and have a creative outlet and read to a point where I'm either learning something new or reading something that sparks creativity in myself, I'm like, that to me is wellness.
Yeah.
And it means more to me than being able to see my obliques. And that's a personal thing. Like, there's plenty of people that they won't be happy until they do see, you know, obliques or the start of, you know, the upper abs and everything. And there's nothing wrong with either way of viewing it. And it took me a really, really long time to realize that.
Yeah, because that's where my mindset went was, I think, like, after, like, I regained the weight, I was like, do I want to be a certain weight, or do I want to be able to move around to the point where I'm not, like, in a wheelchair? Like, is that what I want to be at? Like, I don't want to be able to just move okay and be dependent on pills and all this stuff. Like, do I want to have the life that I 100% want, and do I want just something that's okay? And, like, and I really just started thinking about that over the last few years, and I was like, I don't want to be dependent on pills or anything like that. Like, I want to be able to move freely without having to be medicated or anything like that.
Right. And to me, that's really, it's what true wellness is. It's not having, you know, like, anxiety and these demons in your head. And it's being able to, you know, go for a walk or a bike ride or, you know, a gentle hike, or, you know, mm-hmm. maybe going out for a jog and not being like, oh my God, I'm going to die if I do that.
Yeah.
And it does. It starts with the foods that we eat, because all of that stuff, it's just mindset, food, fitness, it all ties together. It's all intertwined with each other. And the same thing with, you know, like what we were saying earlier, how it's always, there's always that juggling that's going on. Like, if you're on point with the mindset stuff, all right, maybe, and your nutrition is great, maybe your workouts haven't been the greatest. And then you get the workouts going well, but maybe the food slips slightly because, you know, something else. But I feel like as long as you're doing the dance between the three of them and, like, constantly recognizing where you're slipping a little bit, and then, like, you go back and you start to fix things, you're good.
Yeah.
Like, it's all like a constant slide, or like the plate spinning. You know how you have the guy spinning all the plates, and there's always the one that starts to slow down, and you have to run over and start spinning it again. It's kind of what it is a little bit. Like, you have to pay attention to so many things, but at the same time, you want to get to a point where you're not, like, obsessed with it all. It's just like, okay, you know, today I'm going to enjoy a burger and a couple of beers, and, you know, I'm still going to get my run in or my jump roping or my yoga or whatever, and it's all good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day you're back to your norm.
I'm very much routine with all that stuff. Cause like I think I talked to Daryl about it the other day on his new podcast, and I was saying, like, I'm trying to find any kind of way to not use as much mental energy on stuff. Mm-hmm. So if I can power down on a lot of other stuff and make it like a routine, then I don't have to worry about like thinking about that stuff. Like I can just do it and not have to worry about it being something that I'm mentally focused on. Like if I know that I have all my food prepared and it's already like pre-tracked, then I don't have to worry about like finding out what I'm going to eat. Or if I already have a workout plan, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to do later. Like I know what I have to do. So like I try to take as much mental energy out, and if something else pops in, like that takes over my mental energy, but everything else is pretty much on autopilot.
Yeah. And I think that's why you meal prep.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's such a big thing to so many people. And there seems to be two schools of thought when it comes to it. It's like, why on earth do you do that? And then there's people who are like, nope, Sunday is meal prep day. Like everything must be prepped, measured in a container, easy for me to grab and go. And I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. Because I had an issue. What day was that? I think I told you it was Wednesday that the power went out. And so like I had already had my meals planned, but my breakfast wasn't. So like I had planned to just go get something from like a fast food place or whatever and just, you know, adjust whatever I was going to eat. And then that power was out. So I was like, well, I guess I'm going to fast today because I'm not going to eat stuff like that was planned for later now. So I'm going to fast and then we'll just deal with it when it comes up. And that's what I did. I kept adjusting as the day went on. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be flexible. I think it's key. Fasting, quarantine definitely helped me with fasting in a twofold type of way. Week one, I had stocked up on food and I fell into the trap that so many people did with, I must eat all of the quarantine snacks now because there is all of this food in my house that typically isn't here. And some of it was out of, you know, just trying to be smart about COVID-19 and what's going on with it. Like, how long is this going to go on? Mm-hmm. Are grocery stores going to be able to recover, especially being in the grocery industry? I saw a lot of the chaos that was happening over here on the East Coast firsthand. And I was like, you know what? Keto, what Whole 30, whatever, it's out the window. It's a matter of just having food in the house at this point because we have no idea what's going on.
Exactly.
So now I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, like grocery stores are recovering. This is cool. I'm like, I really need to get back to low carb, but there's so much pasta in my house. So I was like, all right, we're going to, you know, we'll start to trend back towards low carb, but I'm not putting like that massive pressure on myself that, you know, as of right now, another piece of pasta never touches my lips. I'm like, I'm going to just set myself up for failure with that. But fasting came into play with all of the quarantine stuff after I got the snacking out of my system because I was like, whoa, idiot, like you just stocked up on stuff because you don't know how long this is going to last, but now you're eating everything. So if you go back to fasting, that could cut out one or two meals that we would normally eat during the day and make our supply last longer.
That's true.
And it was kind of, so it ended up serving like a dual purpose. It was like, all right, I'm going to get back to fasting because it just makes sense with what's going on. And then my body was like, yeah, but we really like fasting and it agrees with us well. So that's where I've been sitting for the last couple of weeks. Anywhere from a 16 to 20 hour fast. I basically just wait until my body is like, you know what? I'm hungry. And some days it happens sooner than others. And I just kind of, I go with it.
Yeah.
And it's been working. And on the days that I'm like, I make myself a meal and I'm like, crap, I really didn't have enough vegetables in there. Like, I forced myself to drink my greens, and you know how much I hate my greens.
Yeah, I know.
So I've been doing those little things and just like the walking and making sure that I meditate and I make time for reading. And like I said, these quick little workouts with the Peloton app have just been kind of a godsend to me because those little 5-10 minute pockets throughout my workday, they all add up. And they make me feel better. And right now I feel like that's all it needs to be.
Yeah. I think I need to start doing some of those quick like workouts, just like to get a break from my desk, because I'm always at my desk and somebody's always asking me for something, because I'm like, I'm like right there in the front of the door, so like everybody like walks in and sees me immediately and it says, hey, can you do this for me? So like I definitely need like a break from like just like sitting there, like sitting there or just standing there, like for the most part of the day. So like I'm really gonna look at the walking stuff that you told me about. So like I'm gonna just do some of those and just walk around the building or whatever, just to get away for a little bit.
Yeah, I think the shortest walking ones they have are 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad at all. I try to take 1 5-minute break per hour. They have like desk yoga and standing. Yeah, it's, you laugh.
I laugh because we talked about this recently. I was like, what? You were talking about desk yoga and I started laughing.
Yeah, I mean, it helps. Like, my posture has been awful. Just, like, I feel like I'm just slumped over my laptop all day long. So it's, like, my eyesight always feels off because I'm staring at the screen constantly. Mm-hmm. And then my back, like, I feel like I've aged, like, 30 years in the past 6 weeks.
Quarantine has killed everybody.
It really, really is. It's not good.
No.
And then I'm looking at some people like on Instagram and like they are thriving. Like they are just killing it during quarantine. And I'm like, I'm so happy I'm over the part where I compare myself to everyone, because I would be like beating myself up so harshly right now.
See, I didn't do that. Like I didn't put any of the stuff I was out or like doing on Instagram, because I didn't want anybody to be like feeling bad that I was like, because you know this, like I had just started losing weight again, like in late February. So like, I didn't want to put out 2 weeks later, hey guys, I've lost like, you know, 8 pounds or whatever in a week. And everybody's like, oh, I'm gaining slowly from quarantine snacks. So like, I just didn't put that stuff out there. Like I just kept it to myself. And then as I saw that people were like kind of coming around, most people have. So like I post that stuff, but I didn't want anybody to feel bad that like the stress of like quarantine is like getting to people. So I didn't want them to feel bad that I was like still like gung-ho about what I was doing. So I just kind of just took a step back.
Yeah, I get that. I guess, you know, I've been there, and I've struggled in the past before with like posting certain things, because like people I knew were, you know, in a different mindset. And now I'm just kind of like, when I want to post, I post. And yeah. I think it's because I have embraced own your own shit so much. It's like, don't be mad at me because I am doing what I need to do for myself. Like, there's a mirror, go look in it and go own up to the shit that you're doing. And then, you know, maybe you can celebrate some stuff with me, or maybe you look in the mirror and you're like, you know what? I am usually really good with this stuff, but I am struggling with what is going on in the world right now. And yeah. And that's okay, because I've been successful before and I know what to do to get myself back on track. And I have an amazing support group that I have befriended on Instagram, and they'll help me when I'm ready to tackle this again.
Yeah, I this has just been a long haul for me. And because, you know, I started working with Daryl in August. So like this has just been like I've been waiting for it. Like I just been slowly gaining these habits that Daryl's been training me on. And I gave myself 6 months, and 6 months just happened to be in February. So I was like, once February hits, we're going to go with it. And so like I started going with it, and then COVID happened. So like, it's just like timing wise, it just happened that way. But like, I'm not gonna, you know, drive down just because like it's some weird time in the world. Like, I just want to like be this much ahead, like when, by the time November, December rolls around.
Yeah, that's the universe testing you. It's like, okay, you said February. Well, here's February, and I'm going to throw a little twist your way.
that was the biggest twist, though.
Let's see how badly you want this.
Yeah, because Daryl was like, I'm very surprised that, like, when that hit, you were still on it. And I was like, I had already planned this. Like, I knew that if anything derailed me, it wasn't going to be something that was out of my control.
Because ultimately, we are the only people who could derail ourselves.
Exactly.
I completely 100% admit I am the person who went to the grocery store and purchased all of the higher carb things that I brought into the house. So there is no one else to blame. Could I say, well, this is all the grocery store had, so this is what I had to do because of COVID-19? I mean, sure, but in reality, when you look at it, COVID-19 didn't make me put the stuff in my cart.
That's true.
And I think that's a really, really key thing. And it's just behavior that I have seen repeatedly in myself, in friends of mine, in past clients of mine and stuff. It's really easy to blame everything else, because it's really hard to be like, nope, I did this to myself.
No, exactly. And I think a lot of people are learning from that now, that it's depending on their choices is where they are right now.
Yeah.
Like you can't blame yourself for, you know, COVID happening and then like you losing your job. That's not your fault. But the only thing you can control is what goes in your mouth, and that's it.
Yeah, and how you react to the situation.
Exactly.
I think, you know, it's a tough thing, you know, especially for anyone who lost their job and whatnot. It's like it's never easy. It's never it's never, you know, something that anybody really wants. But no. You know, and I could sit here and easily say it could be an opportunity. And I mean, I viewed it that way when all of my work stuff was sketchy, but I have a very, very different mindset. I mean, if all of that stuff would have happened to me like 3-4 years ago, I probably would have been a freaking disaster.
Yeah.
But now I'm just at a point that I'm like, okay, like I try and look for the opportunity, or what's the lesson here? How can I benefit from this? And it's not an easy place to get to. It definitely takes a lot of work. But I think it's work that definitely pays off in the end.
Yeah. So how's your meditation going? Like we hadn't talked about this in a while, like just off the podcast, but how's that going for you?
Meditation is the only way I make it through my work day at this point. It is on my calendar every single day. Like most people have their lunch, you know, half hour or hour blocked out on their corporate calendars. Mine is labeled meditation. So I'm like, I would much rather meditate and maybe go for a quick walk than eat something at yeah. this point. Before certain meetings with certain people at work, I definitely have to do a 5-minute meditation. Otherwise, especially now with video chat and, you know, video conferencing and everything, like I have a very hard time controlling my mouth, let alone my face at times.
This is true.
So, yeah, meditation has definitely become a key factor over the last 6 weeks. And I've been using the Peloton app for it. So I meditate in the morning, make my bed, start the coffee, meditate for 5 to 10 minutes, go about the rest of my morning, and then there's midday meditation, and then I've been using it to help me fall asleep better at night.
So you're doing it 3 times a day?
Yeah, none of them are super long. They're usually like 5-10 minutes. I'll try to do a longer evening one if I have a lot on my mind, and I know because of that I'm going to have a hard time sleeping. So I'll typically try and do like a brain dump, and then I'll try and meditate for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, I end up falling asleep on those though. And it's deal with it, because the goal is to try and get me to sleep. So. Yeah.
So last year you had a challenge with books. You had a challenge to read 52 books. And I think this year you dwindled that down.
Yeah. This year, I cut it in half. Because I wanted to be able to have more time to focus on other things.
Mm-hmm.
I am almost at my goal that I had set for myself, though, just because I enjoy reading. Most days I would rather read than like watch something on Netflix.
This is true.
I think it's because of the whole creativity thing. Like I like designing the pictures in my head, you know, like what everything should look like, what the characters should look like, all of that stuff. So I just like visualizing it and creating it. So when I read fiction stuff, that's a creative outlet for me. If it's personal development, it's usually some kind of learning that I can I can apply, but I am at 22 of 25 books, and I can also challenge myself to read more classic literature.
I saw that. I was going to ask you about that because I saw on your Goodreads that you had read The Odyssey recently.
Yes. That was torturous. I'm not at all. I hated myself for picking that book to start with, but I was like, you know what? It was a library book. I only had 14 days to trudge my way through it, and I did it. So I do have a few others on the list. The original, like Alice in Wonderland, Sherlock Holmes, like lighter stuff. So I want to read a few more of those. So since I made it through one of them already, and we're not even halfway through the year, I decided to challenge myself to at least one, if not two more. And then at least, you know, I'm just going to try and continue on the path of one book a month. But I mean, I started The Red Queen yesterday and I'm almost done with it. Wow. By the time this is heard, I'm sure I'll be well past the goal that I had set for myself since we're in May. This is coming out in July. So, yeah.
Yeah, because I read just as much as you do. And a lot of my stuff comes from audiobooks because I have a lot more time to actually listen to something and read. And I think I said this in your last podcast too, but I spend a lot of time listening to stuff and kind of digesting stuff that way. I can't do fiction books that way. I actually have to sit down and read them because I will get lost in whatever else I'm doing.
Okay.
And it's different with a nonfiction book because you can kind of pick up on everything that was said. And if you get lost, then you kind of can figure out what was being said right then and there. But with fiction books, I can't. So I have to actually sit down and read them. And so I'm trying to get better about reading a little bit more fiction books. And most of my stuff this year has been nonfiction, but I'm trying to read some fiction books. Because I think, not your James, but a different James, said that he recommended a few books for me. And so they're all fiction books, so I'm going to try those. But I'm trying to get better about just winding down with fiction books instead of nonfiction books. Because I'm reading a lot of nonfiction this year.
Yeah, I think sometimes you get burned out from the nonfiction too. Yeah. So you kind of need some fiction sprinkled in there just to act as a little entertainment, kind of like a break for the mind. But it's amazing how much you can actually pull out of a fiction book. It can spark a lot of thought in a person. So. Yeah.
Well, I had planned to just read a lot of psychology and a lot of psychology and mindset books, and that's what I started off with at the beginning of the year. And now I'm kind of dwindling away from that because I've got a lot of the information out of those. Because I told you this year was more about discovery, and last year and this year was more about discovery. So I spent a lot of time this year focusing on anything with emotional intelligence or psychology or trauma or anything like that, any kind of psychology type books that I thought would maybe improve myself. So I spent a lot of time on that this year, and so now I'm kind of moving away from that and getting towards more of fiction and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's great. I definitely have had my years where I've been more into all the self-help, psychology, personal development stuff, and then I have years or months where I'm more, you know what? Nope. If I read another one of those, I'm going to, I just need to, go through an entire series of books. I think it it wasn't last year. It was the year before. I went through the entire series of Unfortunate Events.
That was
I think I finished it. I started it in 2018 and I finished it in 2019.
Yeah. At the beginning of 2019, you were reading a lot of it. Cause I was like, what is she reading?
Yeah, I'm a sucker I love YA fiction.
I know.
It's fun and it's imaginative and it's that creative aspect of me that just, it's drawn to it. They're just kind of easy, fun reads to me. Yeah. So I'm never, I'm not one for those trashy romance novels or anything like that. So yeah, it's my fiction of choice.
So let's talk about your podcast that has completely evolved over the last year or so, not even a year. Like it's you've changed that podcast a lot in the last year.
Yeah, so it kind of started out with me being super awkward and weird. And then I was like, all right, everyone else is doing interviews. Let me see if I can do interviews too. And I started doing the Who Inspires Me Wednesday segment. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, life happened and it was just getting really hard to juggle work and kids and myself and interviews being scheduled and then day of them not happening and then scrambling, trying to figure out what I'm going to release instead. And I was like, no, let me just take some of this pressure off of myself and I'll just focus it back to me. And then I kind of fell off with it again. And then I and, the podcast, I can 100% say it is perfectly imperfect. I am 100% okay with that. It's who I am. Even, you know, Instagram, I'm super consistent with stories. I suck when it comes to the actual feed. Mm-hmm. I'm just not a fan of the feed stuff anymore, but I know I have, it's like, it's one of those things that I think I just hate the rules. It's like, you know, Instagram will only reward you if you use like one of their newest features. So use the carousel of photos and we'll actually show your stuff to your, you know, those who hit follow because they want to see what you post. But if you don't, then we'll selectively only send it to a few.
Well, it's also like, if you don't put your face in it, like we're not going to send it to anybody. Like it's going to go to half as many people.
Yeah, so currently it seems like if you use the photo carousel, it gets more play, especially, like you said, if there's a photo of you in it along with other things.
Yeah.
And then if you make yourself available to start replying to comments as soon as they come in, more people get to see it.
Yep.
If you do IGTV and put it in your story, even more people will see it.
Yep.
If you do a story, I'm sorry, in your feed. If you do a story and use one of their slides or a poll, more people will see it than if it's just a story. And it's like, in some ways that stuff like intrigues the hell out of me. And then in other ways, it's just exhausting. And I'm like, I don't want to be a cog in a wheel, you know, trying to get like a treat for jumping through all of the right hoops. It's like, this is me. If you look at my stuff, great. If you don't, also great. I kind of just view it more as a, almost like a digital journal for myself. I do love how you can go back and look at your past stuff and, you know, reflect on different things. That's something I've also started doing. A few years ago, I became the queen of the microblog underneath my photos in my feed. So I go back and I read those now just to see what kind of a mindset was I in then? Where am I now? How can I use that now as content? And that's kind of where I am with bringing back the blog and everything. There's plenty of posts that I had on the old Get Fit with Nikki site that I'm pulling over and I'm just revamping them slightly because it's still something that I feel very strongly about. And I feel that it's, you know, advice or something that was on my mind at the time that holds true today. So to me, I'm like, that's core information. Like, if I wrote that 3, 4, 5 years ago and I still feel that like in my gut now and in my heart, like then this is part of my journey and who I am. So it deserves to come over.
Yeah. I've been doing that same thing that you've been doing with the going back and looking at old posts, like going through the archives. Because I think I've reposted some of that stuff before. Because I was like, this is super relevant to what I'm going through now. And I was going through it 2 years ago. So like, I'll repost a lot of that stuff in my stories. I just don't do that many feed stuff. And when I do, people are surprised that my face is in it, but.
My God, you almost gave the community a heart attack a couple of weeks ago. It was like, what?
Yeah. I just never post my face or anything. I don't take pictures like that. Like, cause a lot of times I just do things and I don't really post pictures of like what I'm doing. It's just mostly like the results of what I did. So like my workout results and then I'll play some music behind it or whatever, but I don't really post anything in my feed at all. Like, cause I was doing that with the podcast and then I switched the podcast to a whole different feed just because I didn't want to mix the two. But mm-hmm. For the most part, I just don't post anything in my feed and I guess I should, but I haven't really been, like, I eat the same things every week. So, like, I don't need to post the same food every week in my feed or whatever in my story. So, I just don't do it.
I would love to see more of your meal prep stuff, though. I think that would be, that could be helpful for people. But I get it. Touching on the whole different feeds. So, I have my Bronx 787 account. I have the Nikki Hines, which I had secured, and it has one whopping post on it, just so there's something there. And then I have my shop one, which I used to use all the time. Mm-hmm. Then it just got to a point, I'm like, it's just, it's too much. It's like, it's too many plates spinning. It's like, I don't want to run all the way down there to go spin that one. Just let it fall and crash. Yeah. I give like people like Daryl like so much credit. Like, what? How many podcasts does he have now?
If you count his Daryl Perry podcast and you count all the stuff underneath that umbrella, there's like four or five shows just underneath that umbrella itself.
But now the new one is completely separate.
And then the new one's completely separate.
Okay. So it's two different ones,
but like you think about how much content he has just piping mm-hmm. through just one podcast. It's like four different shows and then like his almost daily stuff.
He inspires me and makes me exhausted at the same time. Like I wake up in the morning and I feel like he's been up and like putting content out for like a solid 3 hours. And I'm like, I'm too tired to go pee.
Look, I have hard enough time just doing the interviews. And then I literally thought about this like 2 weeks ago. I was like, I could do like a weekly podcast with somebody just talking about whatever. And right. I was like, no, I don't want to do that. Because I was like, Daryl does that at least 3 days a week. I don't even want to do that.
Yeah, we kind of moved away from when quarantine started. I was like, hey, why don't we do an Instagram live? And we've kind of just bounced around WhatsApp.
Oh, I like that, though.
Lately, I thought it was just, you know, it was something fun. It was different. I was never a live person before.
And you're still not.
So, what?
And you're still not. You don't really do lives.
I don't do them by myself. No. I'll totally do them with someone else. So, like, I've done them with Daryl on his feed. What did we do those? 3-4 times? Something like that.
Yeah.
And then I did on my feed with my friend Jen Petty. She's big into self-care and all of that stuff. So, yeah, I've done that. And 9 times out of 10, I have, like, the best of intentions. And I have this annoying little pad in my desk that has all of these ideas written down that I just sit on forever. And then, like, I log in and I'm like, oh, look. Gary Cantrell is doing one of the things I wrote down like months ago. I was like, at least we're on the same creative wavelength.
When Gary did that the other week, I was like, wait, what? And like, he just like popped up, did a live, did it, I think with his cousin. And I was like, what is happening right now? And he was like, all right, see you later. I'm like, he did that for an hour and just, I don't even know how long he had like planned that, but he just automatically just did it.
Yeah. And even for the longest time. So I've always struggled with video. Video is probably my greatest pet peeve. No, that would probably be public speaking. So yeah, one notch down from public speaking, like live public speaking would be video. So it's something I've always struggled with. And I was like, you know what? I started recording my podcast, like using my laptop and stuff. I was like, I really should just turn video on and do it that way. So I could also turn them into like an IGTV or something like that. And it's this thought that's been there probably for a solid year. And I've done nothing with it because it's video. And then like Gary popped out starting to do the podcast things. And I was like, damn it.
I thought about it. I had that idea too, of just doing a live.
I think we all do.
I just didn't do it because I was like, who's going to listen to this? And then Gary does it. And I'm like, what the hell?
I say that every week though, as I record a podcast, I'm like, they could be 5 minutes long. Nobody's going to listen to this. And then like, I look and when I go to upload the next one, because I'm not a stats person. I'm like, whatever. I just throw stuff out there. I'm like, you look at it, you look at it. You listen to it, you listen to it. Awesome. And I'm like, why on earth did like X amount of people waste their time listening to this last week? I'm like, all right, we'll just throw another one out there. But that's just me being me.
I mean, I think your podcast helped a lot of people, though, because that the one you did about the vision board earlier in the year, mm-hmm. and I was like, this makes a lot of sense. Like, you have done a lot of podcasts where it just, like, clicks, and you're just like, this works. Like, this is useful information that's practical, and somebody can use it.
And that's honestly what my goal is. Like, even when it comes to, if you notice the length of the podcast that I do, they are anywhere between 10 and 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Tops, because that kind of equals my attention span. Unless it's something that like hooks me in. Like, I'm not gonna lie, when Valerie and Ethan released their 2-hour long podcast, I was like, oh good god, I was like, all right, I'm gonna try this. I'm like, I'm gonna listen, because I really like both of them. And they hooked me. Like, it ended, I was like, that was 2 hours. I mean, granted, I listen on 1.5 speed, but
yeah, I do too.
It was less than 2 hours, but it didn't feel like it. And it's just because they hooked me with how vulnerable they got during anything, during everything. So, yeah.
She sat on that podcast for a long time. Like, she was talking to me about that, I want to say in, like, January or February. Like, she sat on that for a long time before she, like, decided to record it. Because I think Ethan recorded something about bipolar, and like, yeah. She sat on it, and I guess they finally got it together and it did it.
Yeah. I mean, the level of vulnerability that they both got to, that takes guts.
Yeah.
And I have full respect for anyone who is just like, you know what, this is me, and this is what I've been through, and this is what makes my story. This is what makes me, me. You could stand up and do that, like, you have my full attention.
Yeah.
Always. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was amazing. I thought it was really, really good stuff. Just like the round table that you did with Ethan and Jack, that was excellent also. Because again, it was a topic that it's almost like it's taboo.
Yeah, and that came from a book. I was reading a book called I Don't Want to Talk About It, and I think you saw it on my Goodreads. Like, it's about like males and depression,
mm-hmm.
and that topic, like about men and emotions and not being able to like say what you want to say, like, or feel how you want to feel. Like, it came, a lot of that stuff came out of that book.
Yeah, and I have a feeling there's a lot of men feeling a lot of stuff right now that can, you know, they could benefit from that information and hearing other people talk about it.
Yeah.
So definitely great work there.
I try, like, and a lot of this stuff I bounce off you anyway, because I'm just like, hey, Nikki, should I do this? And you're like, do it. And I'm just like, all right, I'm going to do it. Because, like, that whole roundtable thing came from you, because you were like, because I think I told you about it, and you were like, why don't you just go ahead and do it? And I think I sat on it for, like, a while, and you're like, are you going to do the roundtable thing or what?
Where's the round table, Willie?
You kept asking about it. I was like, well, I guess I'm gonna do it, because she keeps asking me about it.
Yeah. I think it's good, because it's like, to me, the dumpster fire stuff is fun because it's just ridiculous. But if you take those same people who all have different views, different experiences, different backgrounds, and you put them at a table and ask them the same questions, you're going to get very different answers.
Yeah.
And that can spark like really intriguing conversation. And I guess I'm one of those people that like, I love stuff like that. Like, I love hearing how the different experiences that people have had form them and their opinions and how they differ from each other, but like how people can find that common ground or that, you know, commonality, just like in this case, you know, men's emotions and mental well-being and everything. And there might be different approaches to it, but it's all for the same reasons. It's all for the same good. It's, you know,
yeah.
It's that different mindset and different outlooks just can bring people together.
Yeah. I just saw that there wasn't any kind of thing like that about just having mm-hmm. conversations about just taboo topics, and so I just wanted to create that, because I didn't see that out there with any other podcast. or at least the ones I listened to, I didn't see that. So I was like, I want to fill that void of putting that out there.
Yeah, you should definitely do some more of those. I thought it was definitely great. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah. So I think in the last episode, we kind of ended about, we were talking about photography and food and travel. So let's talk about photography. How's your photography going? I guess they kind of tie in together because when you do travel, you do photography a lot.
Yeah, so most of my photography has been just with my trusty iPhone. I did get a 50 millimeter lens for my Canon. I have a Rebel T5 for Christmas that I played around with a little bit. It's funny because I was actually out on my walk today and I was like, I really should just start carrying my camera with me and just like take pictures of things that catch my eye while I'm walking instead of using my phone. So it's actually something that I put on my list, like to do next weekend or in the evenings when I go out and I walk. Travel. Well, I've been grounded thanks to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. January, James had came here and we spent like a really fun couple of days in the city as well as Philadelphia, just, you know, being tourists and having fun. I went out there in March for his birthday and experienced different areas of SoCal a little bit more. I should be in Ohio right now. I should have been just wrapping up meeting you and the rest of the crew and everyone. This Kentucky, Ohio trip was the first thing to get canceled so far. I was supposed to do LA in July, but I don't think that one's going to be happening either.
Yeah.
So we'll see how things end up the rest of the year as far as travel. Food, I haven't tried any new restaurants and stuff since March because I've just been home and I'm like, if I'm home, I might as well cook. I have food in the house. And it's one less level of, you know, the person who dropped this food off. Where were they?
That's true.
Do I have to wipe this down with a Clorox wipe first? Like, what's the deal? So, yeah, I guess I've been a little paranoid in that aspect of things slightly.
You were baking a lot though.
Chocolate chip cookies every week. This is the first week I did not make a new batch.
I'm very surprised.
I finished up the dough that I had and that was that. But now I've been making like Chinese food for myself because I've been craving Chinese food a lot. So what was it, last week or the week before? It was fried rice. I was on a fried rice kick, but using cauliflower rice because, you know, trying to be healthier. And then this week it was beef with string beans, which I nailed that. That was better than takeout. I'm patting myself on the back right now, people.
Oh, man.
But no, Friday might be the first time I actually do takeout because it's my birthday, and every year on my birthday, I have pizza and a Carvel ice cream cake, and I'm not letting COVID-19 stop my tradition that has been around since probably my first birthday.
Yeah.
So, that's it. You know, we have May the 4th be with you, Cinco de Mayo. It's going to be a week of food, although this is coming out again in July. I keep forgetting that. So this is like old news.
Well, then by the time this comes out, everybody will be celebrating Independence Day. So there you go.
Well, will they? I don't know.
Yes.
We'll have to see where we are.
Well,
will there be fireworks?
There might be fireworks in your backyard.
Well, I don't have a backyard, man. I have a patio.
There you go. That's your backyard.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where we are in July when this comes out. Then maybe we'll have to do another one, like life after COVID.
Look, that's a round table right there.
Right?
Because we did a whole COVID podcast round table. So I feel like we should just do one after it. Like, it's been months.
Yeah.
Nobody's been able to get their hair done or hair cut. And we look like we're on the cast of Survivor.
I still look good, okay? I mean, thank you. I didn't have, you know, tips or need a fill-in or anything like that anyway. I bite my own nails down to nothing. Thank you, anxiety. I'm just very grateful. Like, I don't rely on fake eyelashes or Botox or spray tans or any of that stuff. I'm just a jeans and sneakers type of girl. My perfect date is like a burger and a beer. I'm as low maintenance as they get. So
the simple things.
It really is. So I've, like, today I ran to Walgreens really fast and they had, like, my favorite lotion was in stock and I'm almost out of it. And I was like, bless you. I'm like, this is living good right now. that's the finer stuff to me.
Oh my goodness.
God, that sounds so pathetic, but it's who I am. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I appreciate everything that you do, and you know, like, you're like my closest friend, and I appreciate you coming back on the podcast and having a chat with me.
Always. I appreciate you as well. I love that you are always there to listen to my nonsense and be Mr. Sassy Pants to me.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
I know you don't. You never do. Never do. But I know the truth, and that's all that matters. But yeah, thank you for having me on for this catch-up session. It was fun, as always.
I want to thank Nikki for coming on again and just having a thorough conversation with me about just what's going on with her and a lot of things about growth and what she's learned over the last year and just, you know, all that stuff. So it was really fun just to have her on the podcast again. And I really want to do more of these, having people on the podcast who've been on it before and just kind of catching up with people. Because with doing a podcast, it's hard to always catch up with people because there's so much stuff going on. Like, life happens and you kind of get out of routine and you kind of miss things that are happening in people's lives. Even if you're on Instagram, you can't follow everybody. And so, like, there's times where, like, you have to play catch up with a lot of people and see what's going on. So, I think it's going to be fun to come back to these and just have conversations with people, and just catch up and see what they're doing and how they're doing and all that stuff. Like, and I don't know, like I said, when this podcast comes out, I don't know if this whole COVID thing is going to be a thing that's still going on, but, I'm hoping that it's a thing of the past, and by the time you guys are hearing this, then life is kind of transitioned back to somewhat of a normalcy. We'll see. But other than that, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Like I said, I really enjoyed talking to Nikki. I always enjoy talking to Nikki. So if you want to follow Nikki on Instagram, you can follow Nikki on Instagram at Bronx787. If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow me on Instagram at Willie Gillis. If you have any questions or concerns for the podcast, you can email me at whatiloveforpodcast@gmail.com. Please rate and review the podcast. Give it 5 stars if you will, please. And you can find those on Apple Podcasts or Google Play. But other than that, I really hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and just these podcasts that have been coming out. And I will see you next week.